Welcome to Bass Fan Radio, presented by Spro, home of the sports professional, and Yamaha Marine, when you want the best. And now, here's your host, John Storm.
Hi, welcome to Bass Fan Radio. This is your host, John Storm, and I'm real excited about what we've got coming today because we're going to have Chad Brower on the line, who's driving home from the Toyota Texas Bass Classic, where his team, in a close shave, finished second, but really, really came on strong on the last day. His team was captained by Bobby Lane and included a couple other real strong fishermen. And let's chat. Chad, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, great, man. First of all, can you tell me a little bit about what you guys did that last day at the Texas Bass Classic and really how close you came to winning?
Well, we had, as a team, we had really three or four different patterns going. We had, between the four of us, we all fished different styles and really approached the practice really differently. So we had some different things to fall back on, and we really sent the two boats that we had in different directions, and Ben Matsubu and myself pretty much stayed shallow on some stuff that I had found in practice, and Byron Velvick and Bobby spent a lot of their time out deep with some crankbaits, but they also went did some bed fishing and then also came in shallow with us for a while in a couple areas. So I think that really allowed us to kind of make a little bit of a comeback at taking that kind of a diverse approach and not really relying on one thing, because the fish were really scattered out doing a lot of different things. There was pre-spawn fish, there were post-spawn fish, and there were also fish actually up spawning. So there wasn't a concentration of fish in any one area, so you kind of had to do different stuff all day long to catch them.
Were you guys sweating some bullets up there on stage? Did you think you had the fish to win?
We really didn't. We probably did have the fish to win, but we probably didn't have enough time. With the 4-hour sessions, you can't make a lot of adjustments during that time. And so, you try to make your best judgment as to what you need to do for those 4 hours. And we probably didn't make the best judgment in the morning. I think we maybe should have spent some more time shallow right off the bat in the morning instead of heading out deep to a couple spots where we thought we had potential of catching some really big fish. And if we had maybe done that, we may have had enough to catch Kelly's team. But, you just never can tell.
And what a tough team to catch. You got Kelly Jordan and Lance Vick on the same team, two of about the best guys there is on Fork.
Yeah, you do not want to get behind those guys very far because, that local knowledge is going to allow them to make some adjustments fairly quickly, and I think they did that. I didn't really talk to Kelly and those guys too much after yesterday's weigh-in, but I understood that they made some adjustments late in the day and caught a few fish right at the end that helped them seal the deal. If you're going in behind to those guys, that's a really tough task to overtake them.
Yep. And I talked to a lot of the guys in my coverage of the event and Bass Fan's coverage of the event, and everybody said it was real relaxing. Everybody had a smile on their face. But I want to ask you, was it relaxing or was it pretty tense in terms of wanting to win?
Well, everybody always wants to win. That's kind of why we fish tournaments to begin with. But in an event like that where you don't have any points, championships on the line, and, it's a format set up that, everyone's going to make a little bit of money. Everyone's fairly relaxed going into it. And the times that you kind of tense up are if your team's doing well and you're sitting in the tent watching the scoreboard as your teammates are out there fishing and you're kind of sitting there helpless.
Yeah.
Those are the times where I think most of us seem to tense up a little bit and wish that we were actually out on the water. But the rest of the week is truly one of the neatest events I've ever participated in.
And how about the crowds?
Crowds were outstanding. I know the first day after the weigh-in, Ben and I loaded the boat out and got our stuff organized. And when we left, they had so many people there that they were actually having to turn some people away because the whole park was overcrowded, and they just couldn't afford to have anybody else out there. And these people were walking from a couple miles away. So it was, as far as crowds go, it was very impressive.
So Chad, would you sum it up as just an awesome event to be at?
Yeah, that the Toyota Bass Classic is it's a great event to go to for as a fisherman. It's one of the only times during the year that you actually get to work with some of the guys that you're always competing against, and it really brings a totally different approach to the tournament, and you get to experience a lot of different styles of fishing. I got to do a little bit more deep cranking than I've ever done before, fishing with Ben a couple of these days at this event, and so it's a great opportunity for us to learn, and it's a great opportunity just to get to know some of the guys that you fish against all the time a little bit better.
Great, and what's next for you? You're fishing the FLW Series this year, four-event season, mostly, I think, because you have such a heavy TV schedule, right?
Oh, that's exactly right. Working with Academy Sports and Outdoors on their television show, we're scheduled to do 26 episodes a year, so that keeps me fairly busy, and I still have that competitive spirit, so I want to get a little bit of tournament action in, and the FLW Series fits pretty well into that with two tournaments in the spring and two in the fall, so that's about all I can swing, but I definitely like to get out there and still mix it up a little bit with the tournament guys.
That's great, Chad, and we sure do like to watch it, so thanks so much for joining us today, and best of luck down the road.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Bass Fan Radio.